AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Due in court in South Carolina today, Dylan Roof, the suspect in the shootings of nine black church members in Charleston last month. Today's hearing will focus on whether court documents in the case so far can be released to the media. At the moment, a court order prevents that. The AP is among the media organizations challenging that order. President Obama will visit a prison near Oklahoma City today as he presses his case that too many Americans are going to prison for too long for nonviolent offenses. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The prison near Oklahoma City houses about 1,000 medium security inmates and another 250 in low security. Over the years, those inmates have included Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, and it's currently home to former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, serving a 28-year sentence for fraud and racketeering.
91-year-old former President George H.W. Bush is in the hospital after falling at his home in Kennebunkport, Maine yesterday. He broke a bone in his neck. A Bush spokesman says he's doing fine. No word on when he'll be released from the hospital. It is a significant step. That's what the European Union is saying now that Greece has approved a package of reforms aimed at getting another financial loan from the Europeans. Our Geir Molson reports that one of Greece's primary creditors, Germany, is speaking out about this.
The German finance minister is saying that the Greek parliament's approval of an austerity package is an important step. But he is warning that the talks on a final bailout deal are going to be tough. And he is repeating his stance that an outright debt cut for Greece would be incompatible with it staying in the euro.
Iran's president says now there's a nuclear deal, his country may soon be able to buy something it needs badly. New airplanes for its aging fleet. This is AP Radio News. Day two for jurors in Colorado who are deliberating the case of movie theater shooter James Holmes. Here's our Shirley Smith.
Jurors have to decide if James Holmes was legally insane when he opened fire in a crowded movie theater. 12 people were killed, 70 others were hurt before his gun jammed and he surrendered. The jury deliberated for more than 7 hours yesterday, asking the judge 3 questions and requesting a whiteboard. They also asked for an index to the mounds of evidence left for them in the jury room. But the judge declined, saying the two sides couldn't agree on how things should be labeled. I'm Shirley Smith.
Today marks 70 years since the U.S. government successfully exploded the first atomic bomb at the then-secret city of Los Alamos, New Mexico. One former resident says the test was initially a source of pride, but later became a source of anger. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.